Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
Josh, I love the intros, but man, that's last year's intro.
ESPN's number one source for green and gold information.
Oh,
yeah. Hey.
Once again,
Tom. He's cracking the lid.
We did this last time. You have to speak on the show for me to give you an intro.
You know what? You're right.
Our most musically inclined and bald guest.
I feel like a jerk. I really do. Like, that was terrible.
It's Rob Domofsky on Gin, Game, and Chewy.
Always great to touch base with Rob Domofsky, but Rob, we have to do a tiny, tiny bit of show housekeeping here before we get to you. So earlier in the show, Chewy had a picture behind him of him, Favre, and Frankie, the three amigos, and his chair hit the picture, knocking it off the wall. We're going to play it on the YouTube stream again for everybody watching. And we were trying to strategize with Chew how to fix it before his wife found out. We all just watched on the stream during the break as he literally showed her the video of it falling off the wall. Chewy, explain yourself.
She called me an idiot.
Well,
truer words and whatnot.
Yeah, someone ratted it because she just wanted to come down here for some weird reason, and she never comes down during the show. So someone ratted me. You know?
And we saw her smack you on the arm. There's the video. Crash.
I mean, it barely hits it. I don't know.
But it hit it enough.
What are you going to do?
All right, well, it seems like you're out of the woods now then, right? Because she obviously knows that the picture was broken.
Yeah. Not really.
Hey, Chewy, you ever do something like that and then try to, like, pass it off? Like, I didn't do it or I didn't see it.
Oh, I do that all the time. Yeah.
So
I wreck a lot of stuff, Rob.
I may be the world's worst husband when it comes to that stuff because we were first married. We had a dog. And there was one day I came home and walked into the kitchen and the dog had crapped all over the kitchen, like the walls, the floor, the cabinet. I looked at my clock and I said, it's about 5:30. My wife's going to be home in about 20 minutes. I walked back out the door, hopped in the car, drove the 172, 41, 43 loop all the way around Green Bay. It took about 25, 30 minutes. Walked back into the house and she's there cleaning up. And I'm, oh my goodness, what happened here?
This is like Tommy Boy with the door of the car. What'd you do? That's exactly what you did. You pulled a Tommy Boy on her.
Yeah.
I messed up like maybe, I don't know, 6 months later, maybe 6 weeks later. I can't remember.
Long after the statute of limitations had expired.
I think I keep that one in the holster forever.
The guilt was...
I've never had another dog.
The guilt was eating you alive? What was the rationale for fessing up?
I don't know. I felt bad, I guess.
What the hell did
it's like when your parents drove you to school for like your freshman year of college. And then I confessed that, you know, that was actually us that broke the kitchen table at a party we had while you guys were out of town, that kind of thing.
Just yeah. As though it could have been anyone else. All right, Rob. So we were talking earlier this morning about Jim Leonard getting the job with the Bills defensive coordinator. How do you think he's going to do? Think he's going to have success right away?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, Jen. Like, no matter what happens with Jonathan Gannon, Jim Leonard, Raheem Morris, Christian Parker in Dallas. Like, those guys are all going to be compared to each other, especially from Packers fans, right? Like, you're going to watch and go, well, Jonathan Gannon's defense is this, and Jim Leonard's defense is that, and Raheem Morris, and so on. I mean, look, I don't know a lot about how Jim Leonard's going to do because he's never done the job, right? Like, that's the only thing we can at this level. The only thing that you can say, or one thing you can say about Jonathan Gannon, is you have a little history, a little track record of how he's done the job. And look, I mean, Jim Leonard might turn out to be the next great defensive coordinator, but I don't know. And he's not. That's not an easy job up there either, right? I mean, they've had their issues on defense. At least when you're coming here, you're inheriting a defense that was pretty good until Micah Parsons got hurt.
Who, if Steno gets a job, an OC job, who's left, Rob? Are they going to have to promote from within?
It doesn't seem like it's happening, though, does it? I mean, a lot of the jobs are getting filled, but I mean,
well, I heard Seattle where Kubiak is going to the Raiders.
Kubiak's going to the Raiders. That could be. Look, Jason Vrabel is going to be an offensive coordinator in this league before too long, and he's still here, so maybe it's here or somewhere else. He a couple of years ago, he turned down, I think it was the Patriots, before Vrabel got the two years ago when they hired Mayo, was it Gerard Mayo? I believe Vrabel turned down the offensive coordinator job there. So he's going to be a coordinator someday.
Who's on the shortlist for the Packers after losing Sean Mannion to be the quarterback coach?
Yeah, it's a great question. They interviewed one guy last week, right, that was reported. You know, the thing about Sean Mannion, Gabe, is I think he's a really, really good coach and is going to be a really good coach. I wrote a pretty interesting piece about him less than a year ago, about how he got into this whole thing after playing. And, I mean, he's been an assistant quarterbacks coach for 1 year. Quarterbacks coach for 1 year, and now he's an offensive play caller. That is a heck of a rise for a guy. I realize he's got unusual, unique path to being a coordinator because he was, an offensive. He was a quarterback for so long. But I don't. That's going to be an interesting one. Can they talk Tom Clements out of retirement for the third time in Tom's career? Right, he was talked out of it by the Cardinals. Talked out of it by Rodgers and the Packers, and then retired after the previous season. So, I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, we've seen Luke Getsy's name. Any more smoke around him?
Connor Lewis as well. I thought he might have gotten the job the last time around. He's worked extensively with the quarterbacks and with he's a little bit more of a strategic guy, more of a analytical guy, but Connor Lewis has been in the quarterback's room before, too, so I could see either of those guys, John.
Rob, why don't we hear rumblings? You know, Elliot Wolf's been running the show in New England for, 2 years now? Got him to a Super Bowl. Why don't we hear rumblings in the state of, hey, we chose the wrong guy. Maybe we should have went with Elliot Wolf.
Yeah, no, I mean, Elliot was a finalist for that job. When Gutekunst got it, 8 years ago?
Yeah.
Elliot is 40. What is Elliot now? 42 or 43? So he would have been. I'm terrible at math. 43 minus 8 is 35. I mean, maybe they felt he was a little too young. But once they passed on him for that job, at that time it was over. I mean, Ron was really unhappy.
Yeah.
About that. I mean, I remember calling him that night. He was really pissed.
He moved. So, he moved, Rob. He moved out of Green Bay. Or Appleton, I think he was at. He was so mad.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think I think the only time he's been back since is when it was a year later when Ted went into the Packers Hall of Fame before he passed away. I don't think Ron's had a whole lot to do with the Packers since then. It's a good question. It did take Elliott 6 more years to become the head of a team. He's still not the GM, which is so bizarre because New England does things differently. But I mean, he is the GM without having the GM title. Mm-hmm. It's another one was sort of like we were talking about with the coordinators. Like you're going to compare Goody and Elliott now probably for the rest of their time in the league.
Rob, now that the Packers have officially announced extensions for Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, and Russ Ball. One, do you think information is going to link about those contracts? And two, when do you think you're going to be able to talk to any of them about their extensions?
Yeah, I think I would suspect we'll hear from Goody this week. In fact, I heard that may be a possibility. He was at the East-West Shrine Game and then the Senior Bowl last week, so he's really hasn't been around here a whole lot. I'm pretty sure all those scouts are back in the building this week. I don't know if we'll hear from Ed. I would like to. I think it would be a good move by him to be, up in front of people. I mean, he's the head of the organization. I think it would be a good move. I'd like to hear from him. We never hear from Russ Ball, so that's not going to happen. And then probably won't hear from LaFleur until he finalizes his coaching staff. But I would suspect we'd get Gutekunst this week and, hopefully policy.
Rob, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We're going to let you go and talk to you again soon.
I'm glad you didn't ask me any 50-50 questions, because it sounds like your people haven't gotten many of those right.
NFC. I've been writing some Packers trivia questions that hopefully are going to be a little bit. Just try to make sure we get some winners today.
Who was the Packers quarterback, Brett Favre or Vinny Testaverde?
Yeah, you ain't wrong. Like I said earlier, what color is the football? All right, Rob, have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Have a great one. See ya.
For 70 years, Geis has been the trusted garage door authority in Wisconsin. Don't let a busted garage door get you down. Call my friends at Geis today. With brands like CHI and LiftMaster, they have doors for every budget and will even build custom designs to meet your exact needs. Don't think twice. Call Geis. Geisdoors.com. That's Geisdoors.com. G-E-I-S doors.com.